the quote for today. Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Before we start today's class, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for today, 29th August. Do not be depressed. All along, my God brothers gave me only depression, repression, compression. But I continued strong in my duty. So never mind there is some discouragement. Continue with your work in full enthusiastic. Krishna consciousness attitude of service. Letter to Gurudas, August 29th, 1972. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adigadadhar Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 3, Verse Numbers 1 to 7. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Hare Krishna. Let us get started with our Mangalacharan prayers. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sammandha Vidnyana Daine Prabhave Namaha Madhuri Ojwala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Sindhu Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudha Pasiddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshadvai Ragya Murtaye Vipralambha Rasambodhe Padambujhaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virbhava Bhume Stvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratav Pangor Mamo Manda Matergati Matsarvasva Padambho Jau Radha Madanamohano Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada Shrimadaratnagar Simhasanastav Shrimadaradha Shri Lagovinda Devav Prishthalibhi Sevyamanav Smarami Shrimanarasara Sarambhi Vamshi Vatatatasthita Karshana Venu Svanair Gopir Gopinatha Shriyastuna Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, on this Bhakti Sangha Japa Group platform, we are studying Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay. And we are now in the Madhya Leela, and today we are going to commence the third chapter. The third chapter of the Madhya Khanda of Sri Chaitanya Bhagwat is entitled Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu manifests his Varaha form in the house of Sri Murari Gupta. And also Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets with Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This chapter describes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic mood and the Lord's manifestation of his Varaha form in the house of Sri Murari Gupta. Murari's prayers to Sri Varaha form of the Lord, the characteristics of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu's arrival in Navadvip at the house of Nandan Acharya, the Lord's description of his wonderful dream to the devotees, and the Lord's demand for Varuni in the mood of Sri Baladev, the Lord's arrival at the house of Sri Nandan Acharya in the company of his devotees, the Lord's meeting with Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the Lord's various devices for revealing the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Very beautiful, very important chapter. And we'll begin from text number one.
Jaya Jaya Sarva Prana Natha Vishwambhar, Jaya Nityananda Gadadharera Ishwar, Jaya Jaya Sarva Prana Natha Vishwambhar, Jaya Nityananda Gadadharera Ishwar, Jaya Jaya Sarva Prana Natha Vishwambhar, Jaya Nityananda Gadadharera Ishwar.
Jaya Jaya Sarva Prana Nath Vishwambhar. All glories. Jaya means all glories. All glories to Sri Vishwambhar, who is the beloved Lord of everyone. Sarva Prana Nath. He is everyone's Lord. Lord of their hearts. Jaya Nityananda Gadadharera Ishwar. And all glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Ishwar, the Lord of Nityananda Gadadhar. Shri Nityananda Prabhu and Shri Gadadhar Pandit. Purport by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, the revered spiritual master of our beloved founder Acharya, Shri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. Purport. Shri Vishwambhar is the Supreme Lord of all living entities. He is also the Lord of Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. Let Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories be perpetually spread throughout the world. This is the inner meaning. This is the Bhavanuvad. There is Anuvad, which is a literal translation, and there is Bhavanuvad. What is the Bhav of the author? So that is being explained by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Very beautiful. Text 2.
Jaya Jaya Advait Adi Bhaktera Adhin Bhakti Dana Diya Prabhu Uddharah Din.
Jaya.
Jaya Jaya Advaitadi Bhaktera Adhin Bhakti Dana Diya Prabhu Uddharah Din. Jaya Jaya Advait Adi Bhaktera Adhin Bhakti Dana Diya Prabhu Uddharah Din.
Such a beautiful verse this is. All glories. Hare Krishna. All glories All glories to Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Advait Adi Bhaktera Adhin. So beautiful. Who is Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is one who is controlled by his devotees, headed by Shri Advaita Acharya. Jaya Jaya Advaita Adi Bhaktera Adhin means Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Adhin, is under the control of his own devotees, like Shri Advaita Acharya and others. Now see the next line. So beautiful. So Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakti Adhin. Or in other words, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Adhin. He is Bhakta Adhin. Apne Bhakto ke Adhin rehte hai. Aham Bhakta Paradhino. He asvatantra iva dvija. Sadhubir grastaridayo bhaktar bhakta janapriya. Lord Krishna himself says, Aham Bhakta Paradhina in Srimad Bhagavatam in the Durvasa Muni Prasanga. So, Jaya Jaya Advaita Acharya Adi Bhaktera Adhin. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Adhin. He is under the control of Advaita Acharya and other devotees. So, he is Bhakta Adhin, Bhaktera Adhin. Now, see the next line. So beautiful. Bhakti Dana Diya Prabhu Uddhara Adhin. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Bhakti Dan. He is giving Bhakti to the Deen, to the fallen people. And Uddhara. He is known. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Uddharilo. Tarasakshi Jagai Madai. He is known to do Uddhar, to uplift the Deen, the fallen people. Dina Hina Yata Chilo Hariname Uddharilo. Tarasakshi Jagai Madai. Okay. So Srila Vrindavanas Thakur is praying, O Lord, please award me your devotional service. Bhakti dana diya prabhu. Please give me a dan. Dan ki achana kar rahe hai. Kya chahiye dan mein? If Mahaprabhu asks, because he's namo maha vadanyaya. He's the great giver. So if Mahaprabhu asks, okay, what do you want? Bhakti dan. I want bhakti. Bhakti dana diya prabhu. Uddhara hadin. Please award me, please give me your devotional service, bhakti. And in this way, Uddharah, Deen. I am Deen. I am a humble, fallen person, small, insignificant servant. Please deliver me. Please uplift me by giving bhakti. And Krishna gives bhakti. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prem Pradayate. He is giving bhakti. So what is the beauty of this verse? Who can tell? Raise your hand. What is so beautiful about this verse? Why I am again and again saying, what a beautiful verse. Look at the second line, so beautiful. Does anybody like to come under control of others? We want to be controllers. I am the CEO. I am the manager. 100 people report to me. Very proudly we say. Everybody wants to be controller. But look at Krishna. He is Ishwara Parama Krishna. He is the Supreme Ishwar. He is the Supreme Controller. Ishwar means controller. Ishwara Parama Krishna. He is Supreme Controller. But he is Bhakta Adhin. Aham Bhakta Paradhin. And Krishna is giving his own bhakti to the fallen people. So that if they get bhakti, Krishna is willing to become Adhin to them also. That is the beauty of this verse. In the first line it is said that he is Bhaktera Adhin. And then Srila Vrindavana Thakur is praying, ki mujhe bhakti do. And Krishna gives. Krishna prem pradayat. He is giving bhakti. Which means Krishna actually takes pleasure in coming under the control of his devotees. That is the beauty of this verse. We don't like to come under control. Where we are under control. Those who don't want to be controlled by Krishna are controlled by their vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam. Jivha Vegam, Udar Upastha Vegam. They are controlled by all this. They are Godas. But instead of becoming controlled by the senses and the urges of the senses, it is better to be controlled by Krishna. Controlled by Bhakti. And if we are controlled by Bhakti, if we are Krishna Prachoditaha, like we say in the Gayatri Mantras, that we are inspired by Guru, inspired by Gauranga, inspired by Krishna who is Kamadev. If you are inspired by Krishna, if you are enthused by Krishna, then Krishna will come under our control. So this is the beauty of this verse. Krishna is bhakta adhin and he's giving freely bhakti, even to the fallen people, din, heen, so that they become pure devotees. And if they become pure devotees, then Krishna is controlled by them. Therefore, Shuddha Bhakti is Sudhurlabha. It is very difficult to get. Why Bhakti Sudhurlabha? Because one has to have sincerity for that. Because real Bhakti is so exalted that Krishna, who is a supreme controller, gets controlled by a pure devotee. Pure devotee says, okay, you want this Navanita Golam, you want this ball of butter, then you dance and show us. And then Krishna will dance. Or you want this sweet Rasgulla, then you go bring some pots of cow dung for us. And the number of pots you bring, we will put that many dots on your forehead with cow dung. And when you have brought a dozen of them, 12, you have 12 gopi dots of cow dung on your forehead, then we will give you one Rasgulla. And Krishna on his head is carrying those pots of cow dung, assisting the gopis in their goshala. This is bhakti. Krishna is bhakta adhin. So this is a very beautiful verse. Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Srivas Thakur, they have controlled you, Krishna, with their bhakti. So please give me also bhakti. I am very fallen. I have nothing. Tvam akinchana gochara. You are approachable by those who are akinchan. I am akinchan. I have nothing. I am dinahin. So please give me bhakti. And Krishna knows if he gives bhakti, he will come under the control. But if you are sincere, Krishna still gives. Very beautiful verse. So like this, we should recite these verses and meditate on their meaning. Jaya jaya advaitadi bhaktera adhin bhakti dana diya prabhu udhara adhin jaya jaya sarva prana natha vishwambhar jaya nityananda gadadharera ishwar jaya jaya advaitadi bhaktera adhin bhakti dana diya prabhu udhara adhin. Again, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj in the purport is paraphrasing. I, Vrindavan Das, am extremely fallen, deen. O Lord Vishwambhar, please awaken my propensity for service and deliver me from the propensity for material enjoyment. Awaken my propensity to serve you. Awaken my bhakti propensity. And then what will be the result? My bhog pravritti will go away. Bhog pravritti will go away. Please take away, protect me from my propensity for material enjoyment. Because it is material enjoyment is what takes us away from Krishna. Krishna bahir mukhaji bhogavancha kare. This bhogavancha is our enemy. Desire for sense gratification. Your servants headed by Sri Advaita Acharya have conquered you. Aham bhakta paradhin. Your servants headed by Sri Advaita Acharya have conquered you through devotional service. All glories unto you again and again. Jaya Jaya means all glories to you. Text 3. Ei mata navadvipe gauranga sundar bhakti sukhe bhase laye sarvaparikar. In this way, Sri Gaura Sundar floated in the ocean of devotional happiness. Bhakti sukhe bhase. Bhase means to float. Sri Radha Govinda preme sadayana bhasi. I always float in the ocean of love for Radha and Govinda. It's chanted every day in Tulsi Arati. Same. Bhakti sukhe bhase. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is floating in the ocean of bhakti sukh. Bhajanananda, premananda. He is floating in the ocean of premananda. Alone? Is he floating alone? No. Lai sarva parikar. He has taken all the parikar with him. Haribo. Parikar. Krishna varanam tu sa krishnam sango pangastra parshadam yadne sankirtana prayer yanti hi sumedasa. It is a prediction. Mahaprabhu will come with his parikar. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Swaparshada Swiya Dhamma Saha Avatari. So, Bhakti Sukhe Bhase Lai Sarva Parikar. এই মত নবদ্বীপে গৌরাঙ্গ সুন্দর, আওয়ার গৌর সুন্দর ইন নবদ্বীপ ইন দিস ওয়ে ইজ ফ্লোটিং ইন দ্য ওশন অফ ভক্তি সুখ প্রেম আনন্দ অ্যালং উইথ অল হিজ অ্যাসোসিয়েটস লাইক শ্রী নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু হু ইজ ইয়েট টু কাম ইন নবদ্বীপ, শ্রী অদ্বৈত আচার্য, শ্রী গদাধর পণ্ডিত, শিল শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর, শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর, শ্রীধর, বুদ্ধিমন্ত খান, শিবানন্দ সেন, মুরারি গুপ্ত অ্যান্ড আদার্স। টেক্সট ফোর, প্রাণ হেন সকল সেবক আপনার কৃষ্ণ বলি কান্দে গলা ধরিয়া সবার। অল অফ দ্য লর্ডস সার্ভেন্টস, সকল সেবক, অল অফ দ্য সার্ভেন্টস অফ লর্ড চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওয়ের লাইক হিজ ভেরি লাইফ, প্রাণ হেন, প্রাণ হেন, দেয়ার ওয়ের লাইক হিজ লাইফ। কৃষ্ণ লভস হিজ ডিভোটিস, মহাপ্রভু লভস হিজ ডিভোটিস, অ্যান্ড শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ক্রাইড ওয়াইল হোল্ডিং হোল্ডিং দেয়ার নেক্স, এম্ব্রেসিং দেম, হোল্ডিং দেয়ার নেক্স, হি ক্রাইং, হি ক্রাইড, পুটিং হিজ আর্মস অরাউন্ড দেয়ার নেক, হি ক্রাইড, চ্যান্ডিং দ্য নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ, সচ অ বিউটিফুল ওয়ার্স। নাও লেটস মেডিটেট। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ উইথ গদাধর পণ্ডিত, হি ইজ উইথ মুকুন্দ দত্ত, হিজ ভেরি ডিয়ার ফ্রেন্ড, হি ইজ উইথ সঞ্জয়, হি ইজ উইথ অদ্বৈত আচার্য, হি ইজ উইথ শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর, শ্রীনিধি, শ্রীপতি, অল দিস গ্রেট ডিভোটিস, শুক্লাম্বর ব্রহ্মচারী, কোলাবিচার শ্রীধর, হি ইজ উইথ অল অফ দেম, অ্যান্ড হি কনসিডার্স দেম টু বি হিজ ওন লাইফ অ্যান্ড সোল, প্রাণ হেন, অ্যান্ড হি ইজ চ্যান্টিং কৃষ্ণ 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 হে, হি ইজ চ্যান্টিং কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ, অ্যান্ড হি ইজ পুটিং হিজ আর্ম অরাউন্ড দেয়ার নেক অ্যান্ড ইজ ক্রাইং ইন এক্সটাসি, হা কৃষ্ণ হা কৃষ্ণ। প্রাণ হেন সকল সেবক আপনার কৃষ্ণ বলি কান্দে গলা ধরিয়া সবার, প্রাণ হেন সকল সেবক আপনার কৃষ্ণ বলি কান্দে গলা ধরিয়া সবার, প্রাণ হেন সকল সেবক আপনার, অল দ্য সেবকস আর অ্যাজ ডিয়ার টু মাই লাইফ, কৃষ্ণ বলি কান্দে গলা ধরিয়া সবার, কিপিং ইজ অজানুলম্বিত ভুজৌ, হিজ লং বিউটিফুল স্লেন্ডার আর্মস অরাউন্ড দ্য নেক্স অফ হিজ ডিভোটিস, চ্যান্টিং কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে, পুটিং হিজ আর্ম অরাউন্ড দ্য নেক অফ মুকুন্দ দত্ত, গদাধর পণ্ডিত, শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর, অদ্বৈত আচার্য, শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর, আওয়ার শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু, সচিনন্দন গৌর হরি, নিমাই বিশ্বম্ভর ইজ ক্রাইং ইন এক্সটাসি, ফিলিং দ্য মুড অফ শ্রীমতী রাধারানী, হাউ রাধারানী ইউজ টু ক্রাই ইন দ্য অ্যাসোসিয়েশন অফ ললিতা সখী, বিশাখা সখী, ইন সেপারেশন ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ। প্রাণ হেন সকল সেবক আপনার কৃষ্ণ বলি কান্দে গলা ধরিয়া সবার, শ্রী গৌর সুন্দর দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড অ্যান্ড লাইফ অফ অল লিভিং এন্টিটিস considered his devotees as most intimately related with him and would hold their necks and cry due to feelings of separation from Krishna. Who wants to become an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and watch, sakshat, directly watch this leela with their own eyes? As Mahaprabhu, we are standing in Srivas Angan and Mahaprabhu is telling Srivas Thakur, Hare Srivas, hey Murari, Murari is Hanumanji, what devotion he has for the Supreme Lord. When will Krishna give me darshan? Our Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev is saying, when will Krishna give me darshan? When will Krishna give me darshan? Ha Krishna, oh, Advaita Acharya, you are such an accomplished devotee. You tell me what is lacking in me. What is lacking in me? I am reading Srimad Bhagavatam, I am chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I am doing Harinam Sankirtan, I am serving all the Vaishnavas. Hey Advaita, please tell me what is missing. What is deficiency in me? Why I am not getting Krishna's darshan? Oh, Srivas Thakur, you are the topmost Vaishnav, Srivas. Please tell me, Srivas, you are a pure devotee. Please tell me what is lacking in my bhajan? What is lacking in my sadhana? When will I get darshan of Krishna? Ha, Krishna, ha, Krishna. Crying. Mahaprabhu is crying. What a beautiful sight this is. Feeling of separation from Krishna. Pranahena sakala sevaka apanar Krishna boli kande gala dhariya sabar. Not that he is crying on the shoulder of one or two favorite devotees. Only Advaita Acharya, only Srivast Thakur, because they are members of Panchatattva. Baki log, nahi, you will not get the embrace of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu will not chant Krishna with Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with you. No. Aisa nahi hai. It's not like that. Here it is clearly said. Krishna bali kande gala dhariya sabar. All the devotees get this fortune. Mahaprabhu will embrace everyone and chant Hare Krishna with us. Express his feelings of separation. Express his Radha Bhav. Express his mood of separation from Krishna, experienced by Sri Radha, to all the devotees. Isn't this beautiful? Mahaprabhu is not partial. Anybody who comes to Mahaprabhu will get the embrace of Mahaprabhu. You will go mad. You all will go mad if you go to Vedabase, go to the search box and type Alingan. Do it. Go to Vedabase, go to the search box and type Alingan. And then just change the filter to Chaitanya Charitamrit, texts and purports only. You will see in this one book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, how many times on different occasions, in Adi Leela, in Madhya Leela, in Anta Leela, our Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, has embraced different devotees, different times. Whether it is Murari Gupta, whether it is Srivast Thakur, whether it is Haridas Thakur, whether it is Rupa Goswami, whether it is Sanatan Goswami, whether it is Vasudev Datta, different devotees, different times Mahaprabhu has embraced, whether it is South Indian Brahman reading Bhagavad Gita Ulta, Shuddha Shuddha Gita Padhi, Guru Agya Mani. Mahaprabhu has embraced his devotees on so many numerous occasions. It is an amazing meditation. You just read those different verses where Mahaprabhu is embracing different. He's embracing Ramananda Raya. Oh, it's so beautiful. Mahaprabhu is amazing. He loves to embrace. He loves to embrace his devotees. Pranahena sakala sevaka apanar Krishna bali kande gala dhariya sabar. Sabar, all the devotees. Text 5. Dekhiya prabhura prema sarva dasagan. Chaturdike Prabhu Vedi Karaye Krandan. On seeing Lord Sri Gaurasundar's love, Prem Avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prem Purushottam, Prem Avatar. Seeing the Prem of Prem Avatar, Dekhiya Prabhura Prem, Sarvadasagan, all the devotees, seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Prem. Prem for who? Prem for Krishna and Prem for his own devotees, who are as beloved to him, as dear to him as his own life, his own prana. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, all the devotees surrounded the Lord and cried. Who wants to do this? Just be around our golden avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna with the complexion of our Swamini Sri Radha, and the heart, the mood, the bhav, the emotions of our Swamini Shri Radha. Who wants to meet Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or who does not want to meet Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Everyone wants Mahaprabhu. Everyone is looking for Mahaprabhu. Vishvam gaurarase magnam sparshopi mamana bhavat vanchitosmi 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 na samshaya. Everyone is intoxicated by Gaura Rasa. Vishwam Gaura Rase Magnam. I am the only unfortunate one. Sparshopi Mama Nabhavat. But Gaura Rasa has not touched me. Vanchitosmi, Vanchitosmi. Vanchitosmi na samshaya. There is no doubt that I am the neglected one. I am the neglected one. I am the neglected one. But this is Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev. He has so much love for Krishna because he's Radha Bhav. He's Sakshat Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav Dhuti Suvalitam Naomi. Krishna Swarupam. This is Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani, experiencing the bhav of Radharani called Radha Bhav, feelings of Radharani. And because he will fall and hurt himself experiencing Radha Bhav, our Swamini Shri Radha, Taptakanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari has covered Krishna with her own complexion. Gaura, Tuse Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. Gauratvisa is Radha Kanti, Radha Bhav and Radha Dyuti. Amazing. No one can be as beautiful, no one can be as amazing, no one can be as attractive as Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Gaura Sundar, Shachinandan Gaura Hari, Nimai Vishwambhar, Srinivasa Ishwar. Most beloved, undoubtedly our Ishtadev is Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the end of everything, end of our bhajan. Our param gati is Shri Chaitanya Dev, param aradhya is Shri Chaitanya Dev. But of course, we don't want to approach Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. We are not qualified. We want to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to offer our love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through our Guru Parampara, coming in the line of the most beloved associate of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And that is Sri Rupa Goswami. We are followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada Sei Mora Sampada. देखिया प्रभुर प्रेम सर्वदासगण चतुर्दिके प्रभु वेड़ी करये क्रंदन. They surrounded Mahaprabhu चतुर्दिके from all four sides. All around Mahaprabhu, there is a circle of his loving devotees. And seeing the prem dasha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these devotees are also crying. Karaye krandan. Krishna prem is infectious. They are infected now with Mahaprabhu's Radha Bhav. They are also crying in separation from Krishna. कहा मोरा प्राणनाथ मुरली वदन कहा जाऊं कहा पाऊं ब्रजेंद्र नंदन. Where is my Krishna? आचूक दासेर कार्य से प्रेम देखिते शुष्क काष्ठ पाषाणादि मिलाय भूमिते. हरे कृष्ण. What a description. श्रील वृंदावन दास ठाकुर महाशय की जय. By the sight of Prem Avatar, Shri Chaitanya Dev, Prem Purushottam, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, merely by seeing, beholding the form of Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the sight of his love, even Shushka Kashtha, even dry wood, and Pashan, stone, Milaye Bhumite, it melts. Melts and becomes one with the ground. Dry wood and hard stone melts. The heart is supposed to be snigdha. The heart is supposed to be soft like a flower. Or the heart is supposed to be soft like navaneet, like butter. But when the heart is dry, no ras, and the heart is hard, cruel. Is that the problem? That is the problem with us. Our heart, instead of being soft and dravit, melting for Krishna, snigdha, it is hard and it is dry. There is no ras and it is wicked, cruel, hard, hard-hearted and dry-hearted. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Namo Mahavadan Nyaya. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. Hema Bhadivya Chavi Sundaraya. Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa. It is dry Shushka. It is Shushka Kash, dry. Rasa Pradaya. But he is giving Rasa. Dekho. Dry means no Rasa. And who is giving Rasa? Rasa Pradaya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving. Ananda Leela
मय विग्रहाय हेमाभ दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते श्री श्रीमद राधा गोविंद गोस्वामी महाराज वुड चैंट दिस वर्स फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चंद्रामृत ऑफ श्रील प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज एज मंगलाचरण वर्स बिफोर एवरी क्लास. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would not begin a class without reciting this verse. I heard it from him. Anandalila maya vigrahaya hemabha divya chavi sundaraya. The golden form. Hemabha divya chavi sundaraya. Tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya. This is why his mahavadanyaya. Because Krishna prem pradayate. Maha prema rasa pradaya. श्री चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जस्ट बाय हैविंग दर्शन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड सीइंग हिज प्रेम दशा से प्रेम देखिते शुष्क काष्ठ एंड पाषाण आदि मिलाय भूमिते दे ऑल्सो बिकम द्रवित दे ऑल्सो मेल्ट सो ब्यूटिफुल. आछुक दासेर कार्य से प्रेम देखिते शुष्क काष्ठ पाषाण आदि मिलाय भूमिते आछुक दासेर कार्य से प्रेम देखिते शुष्क काष्ठ पाषाण आदि मिलाय भूमिते. बाय द साइट ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु लव इवन ड्राई वुड इवन हार्ड स्टोन मेल्टेड एंड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ हिज सर्वेंट्स देन हु वर स्निग्ध ऑलरेडी एंड हु वर रसिक ऑलरेडी व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ देम दे वर महाभागवत्स. अचूक दासेर कार्य क्या व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ द दास चैतन्य दास व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ द भक्तगण ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ द गौर प्रिय जन गौर प्रेमी जन व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ देम इवन ड्राई वुड इवन हार्ड स्टोन आर मेल्टिंग जस्ट बाय सीइंग महाप्रभु. पशु पक्षी झूरे पाषाण विदरे सुनी जा रहा गुण गाथा. इन ड्राई वुड देर इज नो टिंज ऑफ वॉटर द सेम इज ट्रू ऑफ स्टोन ड्राई hard yet by the manifestation of Shri Gaura Sundar's love mahaprema rasa pradaya by the manifestation of ananda leela maya vigraha Gaura Sundar's love even hearts that were as dry as wood and as hard as stone became flooded with love became soft saturated with love, flooded, soaked, steeped in love. Gaura rasa, vishvam gaura rasa magnam. As a result of their service, all his servants became absorbed in love of God. How? As a result of their service. Service is very important. Simply by sitting and reading shastra, doing shastra swadhyaya, it will not be enough. Even simply sitting and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra will not be enough. We have to serve. Of course, Swadhyaya is a service. Chanting Harinam is a service. And important services. But we also have to show Priti Lakshanam. Tadati pratigrinati guhyamakhyati prachyati unjate bhojayate chaiva shadvidha Priti Lakshanam. The six loving exchanges are essential. And Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to facilitate these six loving exchanges that Srila Rupa Goswami says are foundational, Priti Lakshana, required. These loving exchanges are required. That is how the movement grows. It is said, please listen carefully, it is said by our acharyas in the line of Srila Prabhupada, that devotees come to Krishna consciousness. People come to Krishna consciousness through preaching. People come to Krishna consciousness through preaching. But they stay in Krishna consciousness. And they grow in Krishna consciousness through the six loving exchanges. Shadvidha Priti Lakshanam. You can bring them through 7-day self-discovery course. We can bring them through book distribution. We can bring them through Harinam. We can bring them through preaching.
but they will stay in Krishna consciousness and they will grow in Krishna consciousness because of Shadvidha Priti Lakshanam. Giving gifts of prem, receiving gifts of affection, cooking and feeding devotees, accepting invitations from devotees and eating, speaking our realizations, our reflections in confidence, and asking questions in confidence. Like after this reading, Darshini Mataji will say, I have one question, Prabhuji, and I have one reflection. That is Guhyam Akhyadi Prachati. You inquire and you share your reflections. This is the path that Srila Rupa Goswami has given us. This is our life, to have friendship with devotees. To inquire confidentially means what? We trust the devotee. And to hear confidential questions from them and to the best of our Krishna-given ability respond to those questions is what? We will never share that with anybody else. We will maintain confidentiality. We will maintain trust. We will build trust. And we will trust them. And we ourselves will be trustworthy. This is so important. This Shadvidha Priti Lakshanam is very foundational. And you see the life of any pure devotee. Devotees always say, "Ore, such an exemplary Vaishnava. He was a friend to all. He was completely non-envious. We could trust him." This is a common theme whenever a pure devotee is glorified. So this is an important point. So the devotees are so exalted as a result of their service. This service is important. We need Priti Lakshanam. We need to engage with devotees in affectionate relationships. Very important. Eka ki amar nahi payabala harinama sankirtane. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Mahashaya Saptam Goswami says that I alone cannot push forward this Harinam Sankirtan movement by myself. I need association. And in the association of devotees, we can do greater service. Now, please note down this point. When we are alone, we can do some service. But when we are together, we can do great service. Give some examples. One monkey could have built a small little bridge across a small nadi. But when all the Vanar Sena came together, what did they do? They built the beautiful Setu, the beautiful bridge from India to Lanka. And such a great mission was accomplished, rescuing Srimati Sita Devi. One Radharani, of course, Radharani Swamini, she is Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Man, Dui Vastu Vedana, Dui Tattva Bhedana, Hi Shastra Praman. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Man, Dui Vastu Bhedana, Hi Shastra Praman. Radha Purna Shakti, Krishna Purna Shakti, Man, Dui Vastu Bhedana, Hi Shastra Praman. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj was saying, there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Radharani is the complete Shakti and Krishna is the complete possessor of Shakti. He is Radhanath. He is Radha Vallab. He is Radharaman, the giver of pleasure to Radharani. So, service is most important. And it is through service that when we come together, then our service becomes great. Like the Vanar Sena, great service. So one Srimati Radharani can make a little Kangan Kund. Small little. But when all the gopis come, Lalita, Vishaka, Sakhi, all the Ashta Sakhis, all the thousands and thousands of Manjaris and thousands of Sakhis of Radharani, they come together to build Radha Kund. Then together they can build the whole Radha Kund, excavate the whole Radha Kund. A great service where Radha and Krishna eternally enjoy their midday bathing and feasting and playing and Jhulan pastimes. We are celebrating Jhulan Yatra. This Jhulan pastime takes place every afternoon at Radha Kund, Radha and Krishna. Every day, every single day in the Ashtakarila Nityarila, every day, Radha and Krishna, they play chess. Radha and Krishna play dice. Radha and Krishna swing on the jhula. Radha and Krishna, they bathe in Radha Kund, Sham Kund. Radha and Krishna, they have their lunch together, served by the manjaris. Every day this is going on. And every night they have Rasleela. They sing and dance. This is our life. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. What is happening in Golok Vrindavan? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers like Srila Prabhupada, they have brought it to us right here in this material world. So alone we can do some service, but the point is when we come together, we can do great service. So we want to do some service or we want to do great service? What do we want to do? Great service, right? So we should be together. We need ISKCON. We need association of devotees. We need a society. Srila Saraswati Thakur Maharaj is saying, as a result of their service, all of Sri Gaur Sundar's servants became absorbed in love of God. To become absorbed in Krishna Prem, one needs to perform service. That is a direct meaning of this sentence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So we must all get involved in some service. Service on an individual level and service as a group. Can everybody do that? Some service, anything. It could be going on Harinam, going on book distribution, doing some temple seva, running a Bhakti Vriksha together. Any service. This Bhakti Sangha Japa group is a service. So many Matajis, they are at home. Husbands go to office, children go to school. And they have done their duties and they want to do some seva. So they have developed this forum. Bhakti Sangha Japa Group, where everybody can come and read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita together. It is so beautiful, wonderful platform. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Simply wonderful, simply nectarian. So any service like this we can do. Service to the Vaishnava society. Are you all benefiting from this daily Sangha? So many exalted speakers come and speak. Of course, there is one exception, me. But otherwise, exalted speakers are speaking. Everybody is benefiting. So as a result of their service, this type of service we have to do, individual service and collective service. As a result of this service, all the servants became absorbed in love of God, love of Krishna, Krishna Prem. So we will also get Krishna Prem if we are engaged in service. Prabhu kahe Vaishnav seva nama sankirtan duikara shigra pabe Shri Krishna charan. Even inanimate objects that were incapable of seeing Shri Gaura Sundar's love, they also melted. Therefore, Mahavadanya. It was chamatkar. This is chamatkar. Mahaprabhu's chamatkar kripa. There is no logic. There is no logic. It's simply, we have to simply bow down. Last verse, verse 7. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhaktagan aharnisha prabhu sange karena kirtan. Aha, this is the life. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhaktagan aharnisha prabhu sange karena kirtan. Chhadi dhan, giving up material wealth. Chhadi putra, giving up children who are not devotees. Chhadi griha, giving up attachment to one's comfortable house. Sarva bhaktagan, all the devotees, they did this. And aharnisha, day and night. Ahar means day, nisha means night. Ahar nisha, day and night, Prabhu Sange, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, karena kirtan, they are doing kirtan. Hari bol. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhaktagan, ahar nisha Prabhu Sange karena kirtan. All the devotees left aside their well, children, household, and engaged day and night, niravadhi, day and night, constantly, in kirtan. With who? With Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the benediction that we want. Day and night we want to be born in Navadvip and participate in the Prem Nam Sankirtan with Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shri Nityananda Prabhu. We want to raise our hands, Bahu Tuli, and just do Harinam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan. Please Radha and Krishna by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra Shuddha Nam. This is the ambition that we have. To enter Gaur Leela, Gaur Leela, Gaur Leela, Gaur Leela, Gaur Leela, Nitai Gaur Leela, Nitai Gaur Leela. That's what we want. Nitai Gaur Leela, Nitai Gaur Leela, Nitai Gaur Leela. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhaktagan, aharnisha prabhu sange karena kirtan. Chhadi dhana, chhadi putra, chhadi griha, chhadi sarva. All attachments. Giving up all attachments. nothing else. Because if we have something else, that something else is keeping us bound in this world. We don't want to be bound in this world. We want to be bound by Prem Pash, by the ropes of love, Gaura Prem. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhakta gan, aharnisha prabhu sange karena kirtan. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhakta gan, aharnisha prabhu sange karena kirtan. Day and night, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, Harinam Sankirtan, Prem Nam Sankirtan is going on. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadhatau sankirtanai kapitarau karunavatarau vishwambharau dvijavarau yugadharmapalau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau Anandalila maya vigrahaya hema bhadivya chavi sundaraya tasmai maha prema rasa pradaya chaitanya chandraya namo namaste. Chhadi dhana putra griha sarva bhaktagan, all of them, they're pure devotees. Aharnisha Prabhu Sange Karena Kirtan. All the devotees left aside their wealth, children, household, everything. And they engaged day and night in Kirtan with Lord Gaurasundar. Purport. All the Lord's servants gave up attachment for their houses, children, and wealth. And constantly engaged in Kirtan with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. All the gopis of Vrindavan had male bodies in Gaura Leela. And day and night, they are performing Prem Naam Sankirtan, giving up attachment to anything that is non-devotional. The same mood the gopis also have in Gopi Git. What verse is that? The equivalent of this verse in Gopi Git, towards the end of the Gopi Git. There are 19 verses in Gopi Git. Yes, Parima Mataji. Equivalent of this verse.
Pati sutanvaya bratru bandavan ati vilangate anchutagata achutagata gati vidastavod gita mohita kitavayoshita kasta jenishi.
Hari bol. Yes, very good. Same, this is the equivalent of this verse. That we have given up everything. And you have given us up. Kastaje nishi. This night you are giving up the association of all of us who have given up all association for you. Kitava. You're such a cheater, Krishna. Such a cheater. Achyut. Your name is Achyut. You never fail. Yes, you never fail to cheat us. You never fail to give us trouble. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments in his Sarath Darshini Tika on this verse. He says like this, that the leftist camp, Radharani's Swapaksha, is speaking with this intention. Whereas the Vipaksha, the camp of Chandravali, is giving the direct meaning. Oh Krishna, you have given us, you are such a cheater, you gave us up, you left us alone in this dead of the night. We left everything for you and you left us. They are crying. And Radharani is being Lalita Sakhi, Vishaka Sakhi, they are being sarcastic. Yeah, you know, it's no surprise. Your name is Achyut, na? Yeah. You never fail. You never fail to give us trouble. When have you not given us trouble? All day you go away with your cows, just grazing them. Your father has so many servants. He can send the servants also, na, to graze the cows. But you only have to go, leaving us. Like that. So there are four camps of gopis. There is the Swapaksha camp, which is our camp. The camp of our Swamini, Srimati Radharani, and the Ashtasakis, Ashtamanjaris. That is our family. Swapaksha, then there is a Vipaksha, to give pleasure to Krishna. Radharani manifests in a different form as Chandravali. They are the right wing gopis. We are the left wing. We belong to the left wing, our Gaudiya Sampradaya, followers of Sri Chaitanya Dev. And then there are the Surid gopis, the third camp. They are more favorable to Radharani, less favorable to the Vipaksha camp. And then the fourth camp is the Tatastha camp. Like the Tatastha Jeev. What is the meaning of Tatastha Jeev? We are Tatastha, right? So we can either be under the Antaranga Shakti or Bahiranga Shakti. for namesake. But most of us are what? Bahiranga Shakti. So Tadastha means basically tilting more towards Bahiranga Shakti. So here also, there is the Sopaksha camp, Radharani's camp, there is the Vipaksha camp, Chandravali's camp, there is a Surid camp, like Shyamala Gopi and others, who are more favorable towards Radharani than Chandravali. And then there are Tadastha camp. They pretend to be neutral, but actually they are leaning more towards Chandravali than Radharani. They're Tadastha. So we don't want to be Tadastha. We want to be Mahatmanastu Maam Partha Daivim Prakriti Ashrita. We want to be under the Ashraya of Srimati Radharani. So like that, different camps are reciting the same verse with different bhav. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhu Sarvashraya Prati Shloke Prati Akshare Nana Arthaka. Different meanings are there. And we have to understand our Shastra through the commentaries of our Siddha Acharyas. From different points of view, we have to understand our scriptures and be absorbed. Do service in the association of the devotees. Service that will please our Guru Varga. Service that will please Srila Prabhupada. Service that will please Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Chant Harinam. Be humble. Avoid the offenses against the holy name, especially Vaishnaprad. Just do our bhajan, take complete shelter of Krishna. And in this way, live our life. Whatever life throws at us, good experiences, bad experiences, success, failure, honor, dishonor, happy times, sad times, whatever life gives us, it is beyond our control. We should try to be sincere devotees, humble devotees, enthusiastic devotees. And then whatever happens, we just take shelter of Krishna. If things are favorable, it is because of Krishna's Krishna Kripa. And we should utilize our time in the service of Guru and Krishna. If the situation is very unfavorable, pratikul, paristhiti, then we should think this is taddhenu kampam susamikshamana. Bhunjana eva atmakritam vipaka. It's because of my own sins. We may not have done it in this life, but so many lives. Dhritarashtra had not killed those 100 birds as Dhritarashtra Maharaj. He had killed them in the previous life. And that karma comes. Karma finds the jiva who has committed that vikarma. It is said in Padma Puran, just like it's said in Mahabharata. Bhishma Dev tells Yudhishthir Maharaj. Karma finds the jiva, just like a calf finds the mother cow in a group of thousands of cows. Barabar, she will go to her mother cow. Similarly, the karma will find us. Previous life, we may have done, but karma will find us. And avashyamev bhaktavyam. Kritam karma shubhashubham. So yes, it will come. We have no control over it. We don't know what karma stockpile we have. And to purify us, Krishna gives. Krishna can destroy everything. But to purify us, because we need that purification. We are not pure yet. Gold will become pure when it is put through fire. So we are put through suffering in this world. And we tolerate it, taking shelter of Krishna without losing faith. Take shelter of Krishna. Let whatever happens happen, like Draupadi. Just raise the hand. Then whatever comes is beyond our control. Krishna is there. Whatever Krishna wants us to experience, we'll experience. If Krishna wants to protect, he will protect. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. So like that. That is how we have to live our life. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jaye. Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay ki jaye. Shri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Gosai Maharaj Prabhupada Maharaj ki jaye. Our Prana Aradhya. Srila Bhai Charana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class. Very nice. And you are always glorifying Bhakti Sangha. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. With your association in Bhakti Sangha, we all really growed a lot. By your classes, the mood of giving the classes, very, very humble always. You teach us from your example, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I really like today's class, especially the point that where you're sharing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never seen the differences between any devotees. He was always, embracing every devotee, and he's equal to everyone. That is what Srila Prabhupada teaches us, like we all should be equal and we should never show any differences. And no qualification is needed for any person to do bhakti. Everybody is welcome here to practice Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. very, very beautiful class. I open the forum for the question and answers. If anybody having any questions, realizations, please go ahead. Yeah, Lavanya, do you have a question?
Hare Krishna.
I will ask you to unmute. Okay.
Now, Hare Krishna, please accept my pranams. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us. And thank you so much for your kindness that you deliver such a nectar to us. Though we are not qualified, I'm not qualified enough, but yet you mercifully just give that nectar, such in greatly indebted to your kindness, but would never be able to repay you back. So, for I have two questions actually. The first is that you told that to be in association of the devotees is the topmost thing we hanker for. But being in fallen state, I tend to commit a lot of offenses towards the Vaishnavas. And so how can we come over that stage? And the second question is that in the last verse you discussed, we discussed the seventh verse, that is about the chariya, the giving the wealth, giving away of the wealth, children and household aside. So I hear from my Guru Maharaj that he says that we don't need to give up anything, but devotee in the way that it's all Krishna conscious. Hame kuch chhodna nahi hai, hame modna hai. So how come these two statements can be understood?
Hare Krishna. So, first question ki bhakton ke sang mein rehkar aparadh se kaise bache? Devotee association is like a double-edged sword. It can help us come close to Krishna, but if we are not careful, it can cut us also. Through, if we commit Vaishnava aparadh, it will damage our bhakti very severely. So Vaishnava aparadh se bachne ke liye do upay hai. Recently I gave a bhakti vaibhav class in that I asked the devotees to actually write down this sutra. It is so important, and I will repeat it here. We should always think, what is my dharma? We should not think, what is other people's dharma? Vaishnava aparadh happens when we think, what is other person's dharma? Yaar, isne aisa karna chahiye tha, aisa kiya nahi. This person should have done this, why he is not doing this? We poke our nose in other people's business. And that is how all Vaishnava aparadh start. So we should not think, what is the dharma for others? We should focus on, what is my dharma? मुझे अभी तक भगवत प्राप्ति नहीं हुई है, मुझे अभी तक आत्म साक्षात्कार नहीं हुआ है. आई हैव नॉट फाउंड कृष्ण, आई हैव नॉट रियलाइज्ड कृष्ण, आई हैव नॉट रियलाइज्ड माय इटर्नल रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्ण येट. व्हाई एम आई बॉदरिंग फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट्स विद अदर्स? व्हाई एम आई एंगेज्ड इन सीइंग फॉल्ट्स ऑफ अदर्स? मैं क्यों दोष दर्शन कर रहा हूँ, क्यों दोष कीर्तन कर रहा हूँ? व्हाई एम आई सीइंग फॉल्ट्स इन देम एंड व्हाई एम आई स्पीकिंग द फॉल्ट्स ऑफ अदर्स? वैष्णवेर गुणग्राही नाते खाए दोष, कायमन अवाक्य करे वैष्णव संतोष. श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्ट्रक्ट्स इन श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत, वैष्णवेर गुणग्राही, अ वैष्णव इज गुणग्राही, ही सीज द गुड इन अदर्स, ना देखाए दोष एंड डजंट सी फॉल्ट्स इन अदर्स. वैष्णवेर गुणग्राही ना देखाए दोष, कायमन अवाक्य करे वैष्णव संतोष. एंड विथ बॉडी माइंड एंड वर्ड्स, काय मन वाक्य, बॉडी माइंड एंड वर्ड्स, करे वैष्णव संतोष, is engaged in giving pleasure to the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas. This is our life. So the first sutra is that we should not focus on what is the responsibility, what is the duty of others. We should focus on what is my duty, what is my responsibility, and full stop. Just stop there. That is an easy way to avoid Vaishnava aparadh. And secondly, is we should cultivate humility, and we should hear from the Shastra different examples of how Vaishnava aparadh is so dangerous and so much displeasing to Guru and Krishna. So by these two things, by reading and hearing from Shastra about the a pitfall of Vaishnava Aparad, and number two, by focusing on our own dharma, our own duty and responsibility, and not focusing on the duty responsibility of others. We should judge ourselves, not others. And we should advocate for others, not ourselves. In the court, there are two. There is a judge and the advocate. Our problem is we are very enthusiastic advocates for ourselves, always justifying ourselves, our stand. And we are very enthusiastic judges for others. Hey, you did like this, but that person did like this. Recently, somebody, they arranged a nice festival and somebody was telling the devotee, oh, what a nice kirtan festival this devotee arranged, na? Such nice arrangement. So many devotees came, nice kirtan, nice prasad. And immediately the devotee said, yeah, but did you see how that host spoke to that devotee? Did you notice that? It was so rude. So immediately the whole 4-hour kirtan festival has been put aside, and only that few seconds of questionable behavior is being pointed out. See the tendency. But Vaishnava are gunagrahi, na dekhaye dosh. Here is Vaishnava doshagrahi. A Vaishnava doshagrahi, na dekhaye gun. A Vaishnava is one who sees faults and doesn't look at the gun, good qualities. So we should not be like that. We should focus on our dharma, not find faults in others. And regarding what you heard from your Pujyapad Guru Maharaj, it is completely perfect. This verse doesn't literally mean give up family, give up children, give up husbands. No, that is not the path. Chhadi, or to give up here, means giving up materialistic attachment to them. Giving up materialistic attachments to one's children. Giving up materialistic attachment to one's spouse. Giving up materialistic attachment to one's house. Giving up materialistic attachment to one's wealth. That is required. What does that mean? It means Yukta Vairagya. So what we should do? We should employ our house, employ our wealth, employ our talents, resources, engage our family members, all in the service of Krishna. Is that clear, Lavanya Matari?
Maybe Mataji cannot unmute herself. Yeah, she unmuted. Okay.
Yes, Prabhuji. I understand. I cannot understand that, but need your mercy for literally implementing this. So I beg for your mercy and blessings.
What you didn't understand, the first question or the second question? The second question.
My intelligence is not at all good, but I would only be able to understand and implement this by your mercy. So just begging for that.
Hare Krishna.
Please accept my
pranams. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. May Guru and Krishna bless you.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful answer. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, anybody having any more questions? Okay. Darshini Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji, with your question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, Sheshla Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I'll ask my question. My question is that when you were talking about committing offenses, like sometimes we are very particular that we are not meditating on the offenses or something, but how do you stop it in the mind level itself when it comes to seeing? I mean, you know, sometimes we are able to control the next step, right? But how do you stop the root itself? Like, you know, just stop seeing. So how is that possible? So this is my question.
So that will happen. Again, there are two things. Ultimately, it will happen when the heart becomes nirmal, when the heart becomes purified. When the heart becomes purified, then we will naturally give up this tendency. Like Srila Rupa Goswami says in Upadeshamrit, that nindadi shunyam. That the person's hridaya, heart, a pure devotee's heart is ninda adi shunya. It is completely devoid of the tendency to criticize others. That is Uttam Adhikari, completely non-envious. For us, we have to pray for that purification. When we chant our 16 rounds in the morning, minimum, before we start chanting 16 rounds, we have to pray to Guru Gauranga Gopinath that I am going to chant by your mercy. I'm going to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Through the chanting of this Mahamantra, my only prayer is that you please purify me and give me Krishna Prem. I want Uttama Bhakti. I want to serve you, my dear Radha and Krishna. Please purify me. Please purify me. Unless I am purified, I cannot receive prem. And I want prem and nothing else. Prema pumarto mahan. We should pray like this for purification. So then the purification will happen. Slowly, steadily, and surely, the purification of the heart will happen. The envy will go away. The anger will go away. The lust will go away. The pride will go away. Greed will go away. False ego will go away. And we will be more and more situated in our true ego. True ego means Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamale or Das, Das Anudas. If we have Das, Das Anudas Abhiman, Das Anudas Abhiman, then how we can commit Vaishnavrata? Because we'll see everybody as a master. We'll see everybody as engaged in the service of Krishna and ourselves as their assistants. So there is no question of Vaishnavrata. So ultimately, this will happen when the heart becomes purified. And we have to pray for that purification through sincere chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is one. And number two, we have to be aware of what Vaishnava Prada really is. And Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports of Chaitanya Charitamrita, gives the definition from Skanda Puran, the definition of Vaishnava Prada. Hanti nindanti vai dveshti, Vaishnava na abhinandati, krudhyate yati no harsham, darshane patanani shat. There are six types of Vaishnava Prada. Like there are six loving exchanges, there are six types of Vaishnava Prada also. And they cause patan. They cause us to fall down. Patanani shat. These six types of behaviors make us fall down. Hanti, to physically attack a devotee, or kill a devotee, or injure a devotee. Hanti. Nindanti, to criticize a devotee. Hanti nindanti vai dveshti, to envy a devotee, to have ill feelings for a devotee. Hanti nindanti vai dveshti. Vaishnava nabhinandati. And to not offer respects, to fail to offer respects to a respectable Vaishnava or to displease a Vaishnava. Hanti nindanti vai dveshti, Vaishnava nabhinandati. Krudhyate, to harbor anger towards a devotee, to get angry at a devotee, is Vaishnava prana. Krudhyate, and yati no harsham darshane, to not experience any pleasure upon seeing a Vaishnava with saintly qualities, who is chanting Harinam in the mouth, who has got a Urdhva Pundra Tilak, who has got a Tulsi Kasht Kanthi Mala. Upon seeing such a Vaishnava or Vaishnavi, to not experience any joy. No Harsham Darshane, to not experience any harsh, any joy by having darshan of such a Vaishnava, who is a Nam Japak, Harinam Japak. Patanani Shat. These are six Vaishnava Pradhas, and they will cause our patan. They will cause us to fall down from the spiritual platform. Anti Nindanti Vaidveshti, Vaishnava Nabhinandati, Krudhyate, Yati no Harsham Darshane, Patanani Shat. So we can avoid Vaishnava Prada at the mental level, at the mind level, to nip it in the bud, as they say, if we are aware of what it is. We have to be cognizant of it, aware of what it is. And when we see even a tinge of Vaishnava Prada, we have to consciously change the topic or avoid it. So being aware is one. And number two, ultimately it will happen through purification, and we have to pray for that purification. Krishna, please protect me from committing Vaishnavaprada. I never want to commit Vaishnavaprada. Ladini Mataji, in her last letter that she wrote to my Guru Maharaj, Param Pujya Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, Ladini Mataji wrote, I am not afraid of these bombs. I am not afraid of this civil war. I am not afraid of these AK-47s. I am not afraid of being murdered. I am not afraid of being lynched. I am not afraid of being burnt alive. I am only afraid of Vaishnava Prada. These young Liberian boys, nine of them, they have given up their families and everything for Srila Prabhupada, and they are serving in the temple so nicely. They are new brahmacharis, and they look at me as their spiritual aunt. They were disciples of Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. So they look at me as their spiritual aunt. Now the civil war has broken out, and the CIA has, the American military has sent these big, big ships to rescue the American citizens. And I am an American citizen. And how can I get on those ships and be rescued while leaving these young African brahmacharis all alone here in Liberia to face the civil war They don't have any association. They don't have any spiritual guidance. They will get bewildered. They will give up their practices. They will give up chanting without association. And if they give up their chanting, if they give up their spiritual practices, that will be such a disservice to them. With such difficulty, through such tireless preaching of Srila Prabhupada and his followers, these people are becoming Krishna conscious. They are taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. How can I leave their service and get rescued by the US military because a civil war has broken out in West Africa, Liberia? I cannot leave them. And she stayed. And ultimately she was murdered by the rebels. For what? For doing food for life, for doing prasadam distribution, for distributing Bhagavad Gita in times of great turmoil, so people will take shelter of Krishna, for doing Harinam Sankirtan. She was murdered. But she was willing to do that. But she was not willing to even commit a semblance of Vaishnavaprath. Actually, it would not have been a Vaishnavaprath. It was an emergency situation. She could have left and then come back later when things were better politically. But she did not want to even take the slightest risk of committing a slightest Vaishnavaprath. She did not want to displease Srila Prabhupada. She did not want to do anything that would put their spiritual lives in danger. The spiritual lives of those young African boys who called her Auntie Ladini. God Auntie, whatever you call it. She didn't want to leave them. Now, this is an extreme example. We cannot imitate Ladini Mataji. She was a pure devotee, no doubt about it. But such examples are there to give us inspiration that we can avoid these offenses, nip them in the bud, by first of all understanding what is a Vaishnavaprath and being cognizant, being aware, being educated about it, so we can identify it and avoid it. And number two, by realizing how displeased Guru and Krishna become when we commit Vaishnavaprath and keeping such glorious examples in our consciousness, like Ladini Mataji. That's the way to nip it in the bud. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you. We have other raise hands also. Two more raise hands is okay. You have time, Prabhuji.
Yeah, I can take quickly now. Yeah.
Okay. Parima Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful class. Dandavat pranams to you. Prabhuji, what if that, like you mentioned, that that person was rude. So that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. What if some person is very loud and very explicit in the behavior? You may not say anything, but on the mental level, you definitely would feel that, you know, what kind of a behavior is this? Sometimes it does happen.
So that is not Vaishnavaprath. If someone is misbehaving, if someone is deviating from the Vaishnav standards, to recognize that, to identify that, is not at all Vaishnavaprath.
Okay.
So which of the six Vaishnavaprats were you referring to here?
Just thinking on the mental level that, okay, you know, I mean, on your mental level, you will kind of criticize that person that, you know, what is this person doing? I mean, why is he or she behaving like this? Or why is he or she making such statements? Sometimes, you know, especially in gatherings, there are people who make some kind of very controversial statements and you don't know how to react. So I was just thinking on those lines, Prabhu.
Yeah, no. So see, here it is clearly said that Hanti Nindanti. Nindanti means to do ninda, to criticize. So when we speak in a way, and I'm quoting my Guru Maharaj, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he explains this exactly in one class. I have heard it personally. Maharaj says, when we speak in a way, for example, you and I are speaking, Parima Mataji and Das is speaking. We are speaking about, let's say, another devotee called Krishna Das, who we both know. And I tell you about Krishna Das, I speak about Krishna Das, I describe Krishna Das to you in such a way that after our conversation, your respect for Krishna Das goes down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is Vaishnava Parad.
Okay.
That is Vaishnava Parad. We don't have a right to do that.
But even if he is condemnable, I mean, his behavior has been condemnable even then.
So when someone's behavior is condemnable, when someone's behavior is not in line with the Vaishnava etiquette, or someone is deviating from the principles of Vaishnavism, principles of Krishna consciousness, then we can make a mental note of that and avoid that association. That Srila Rupa Goswami is telling us to do in Upadeshamrit. How to deal with the three levels of devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami has told us. The Kanishtha Adhikari, we mentally respect. The Madhyam Adhikari, we actually bow down and offer respects. And the Uttam Adhikari, we completely serve them. With intimacy, we serve them. So these three loving exchanges are explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. So when we see somebody who is a Kanishtha, if someone is deviating from the principles of bhakti, then that is not a very high class Vaishnava.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to associate, because we will become like that. Association produces desires, and desires produce action. Actions define our character. So we want to associate with devotees who will stimulate and inspire good Krishna conscious desires in our heart. Because mm-hmm. those desires will, like for example, you associate with somebody and you get inspired to chant 64 rounds mm-hmm. by that association. So then at least we'll come to 32 rounds from 16 rounds, if not 64. So that association is good, because that association produced Krishna conscious desires, which produce Krishna conscious actions, which will produce spiritual advancement. On the other hand, if you associate with devotees who have material desires, devotees who are deviating from Krishna conscious principles, by associating with them, similar desires will come to us. Because Sangat Sanjayate Kam, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, hai na? Kam means what? Desires. Kam.
Desire.
Sangat Sanjayate Kam. So we will develop material desires by associating with materialistic association. And so we want to associate with good devotees. So if you see somebody is deviating from the Krishna conscious principles, then we make a mental note and we avoid that person's association. But we don't criticize that person. Now, if you are in a relationship with a person where you have that relationship, where you are a friend or you are a mentor to that person, then in good faith, you can tell in a very gentle way that better you avoid that association. Because you know that that person is having illicit sex, or is a Vaishnava Pradhi, or is not chanting properly, or is following some wrong philosophy. Whatever reason it may be, you don't want this devotee to get infected by that bad association. So you can just, and if you have the relationship with that person, then you can tell confidentially that, just humbly requesting you without going into details, Mataji, please, better you associate with somebody else, some sincere devotee. Better not to associate here. That's what I feel. Like that. That's a nice way to say. But we don't go on Facebook criticizing, writing comments.
Yeah,
and putting
that's posts. True. Yeah.
So that's Vaishnava Parad.
Okay.
This is not Vaishnava Parad. This is done. Like recently one devotee asked me, can I hear this particular devotee's lectures? And I said, no. There is no need to hear. Like that. So that is not Vaishnava Parad.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you say, you want to hear this, do you know what he did? He did like this, like this, like this. He spoke like this, like this, like this. He has got this philosophical deviation. So don't hear. Then what happens? The respect goes down for that Vaishnava. And that is Vaishnava Parad. Now this devotee is taking guidance and sincerely asked. So then it is my duty. If there is something I want to protect this devotee from, so I said, no need to hear. Instead, you hear your Guru Maharaj. Instead, you hear Srila Prabhupada. Have you heard all the lectures of Srila Prabhupada? Like that, I will tell. But not to get into details or why I am saying no need to hear. And I said, I didn't say don't hear. I said, no need to hear. But a person is a nice devotee, and many devotees may be inspired by this devotee, no doubt. For you, I am saying personally, one-on-one, don't hear. There is no need to hear. There is no need for you to hear. Like that I said. So that is not Vaishnavapura. Because I want to protect. There are some philosophical deviations and I want to protect. So like that. So are you understanding, Pariya Mataji?
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Absolutely. I totally get your point. How to kind of sweet, like not say anything offensive and still be protective. Okay.
So it's not just what we say, but how we say and how much we say.
Yeah.
We should, that intelligence comes from Krishna.
I know. Thank you. Please pray for me that intelligence comes to me also, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Please, asking for your blessings. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. My prayers, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
One last question, Prabhuji. Do you have time?
Yeah, we'll take one last one.
Yeah. Divya Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. My question is similar to Parima Mataji's about Vaishnava Prat, and it's relating to the mental level. When we having ill feeling for like a devotee, so I just wanted to share like a personal experience. I'm friends with one Mataji, and each time, most of the time when I call her, she says, "Okay, I'm hanging up because I can't talk right now. I'm busy. I'll call you back." And 1 week passes by, sometimes 2 weeks passes by, I don't hear back. And if it was my sister or any other friend, I would have said that, you each time I call, you hang up like that and you don't call back. But because in my mind, I'm seeing this Mataji as a devotee, I don't say anything. So, but in my mind, that's, I don't know how to explain it, that hurt or that negative feeling is there, that, why this kind of a behavior? So is that Vaishnava Prad, and how should I deal with it?
No, it is not Vaishnava Prad, Divya Mataji, because you want to get association from a devotee and she kind of cuts you short and then promises I'll call you back, but then doesn't call back. So to feel bad about it is not Vaishnava Prad at all. At the same time, you should understand that, devotees have their priorities and they have their dinacharya, they have their timetable, they have to follow, they have their duties and responsibilities, and they may not have so much time. Especially in America, life is so busy because we have to do everything ourselves. So even in India nowadays, everybody is busy. There are so many duties and responsibilities, and so we have to be mindful of that, and we should not expect that they will have time to speak to us. Yeah, maybe once in a fortnight, we can keep it short, just 4 or 5 minutes of conversation. And then there will always be some devotee by Krishna's mercy in your life with whom you will be more intimate, with whom you will have, then it will be, more intimate friendship where you'll get more time and you will give more time. But we cannot expect that from everyone. I remember when I was new in Krishna consciousness, I also used to call. There were 2-3 devotees that I used to really look up to, and I used to call them. And practically every time, first sentence I would ask is, "Prabhuji, is this a good time to talk or should I call you later?" And this devotee would always say, "I'm in the middle of something, Prabhu, call me in 5 minutes. And, "Okay, Prabhuji." I would call exactly in 5 minutes, no response. 6 minutes, no response. Then I would give up. Or sometimes if he would answer, he would speak for 2 minutes and then say, "Prabhuji, I'm getting another phone call. Call me in 10 minutes. "It's okay, Prabhuji." And I would call back in 10 minutes, no response. And then he would never call me back, ever. But I understood that, he's a counselor. He's counseling so many devotees. And he's a busy person. I am just one of them. So it's okay. So I honestly, I did not mind it. I got, accepted it. That's how it is. And that's not Vaishnava Prad. Now, how to deal with it? The second part of your question, we have to just accept it that devotees may not have time for me, and that's okay. So we should just get whatever association we are getting and be satisfied. Santushtam yana kenava. Whatever Krishna is giving, we should learn to be satisfied in that. Prabhupada is talking to us through his books, through his lectures. Our Guru Maharaj is talking to us through his books, through his lectures. So many senior devotees are speaking, and we can hear Harikatha from them on different forums, and that nourishes us. We can attend in person satsang also, and make friends. And so eventually Krishna will put in your life some devotee who will have time for you and who will with whom you will have a heart-to-heart relationship, that person will come in your life. You pray to Krishna like that. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj used to pray like that in his diary, that Krishna, give me a premi bhakta as a friend. I want a friend. For many years he wrote, because he had no friend. Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj, he was alone, struggling, traveling all over India looking for a guru. Then even after coming to ISKCON, it was not easy because he was Indian, he had an accent, and most of the disciples were Westerners, and they were much younger than him, and he was more than a decade older to them, and there are so many differences. You read When Good Fortune Arises, you will realize how difficult it was. And Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj would write that, I am looking for a friend. And then Krishna gave him that friend. That friend came to him in the form of Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Srila Radha Govindadas Goswami Maharaj. Both of them were very close friends with Srila Gaur Govind Maharaj. So like that, it will happen. It may take a few years, take time, but you will get that friend with whom you can talk. So right now, just accept it the way it is. Don't try to call too much, because then that will may even put more strain on the relationship. And just keep praying to Krishna and keep looking for more friends. And at the same time, keep getting association that you need through lectures in person and online also. Okay, Divya Mataji?
Yes, Abhi.
Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so I think we can stop.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for very, very practical answers. Your answers are very satisfying and very practical. Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Adi Gadadhar Prabhuji Ki Jai. Hare Bol. Thank you everyone for joining. We'll meet again tomorrow. And tomorrow is Balram Purnima special class we have. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Babaji. Thank you. Dhanvat Pranam.